Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At baby Tony.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian State. She's a bearded wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Fucking Brucey Brown.
What's going on?
What is
Brucey
going on?
Bruce tried to talk us out of the Knicks.
Who definitely won on the money line that we were all on, and the Lakers won on the money line that we were all on, and the Raptors won on the money line that we were all on. Right, Bruce?
Hell yeah.
Right, Otter?
I was not on the
Raptors. That's right. You were on the Nuggets, you son of a bitch! Boom!
Yep. With your bitch ass.
Quickly did lead the Knicks in scoring.
Again, dog.
As I prophesized. And a little context, the Knicks are laying three at the Blazers. Damian Lillard is questionable. I had a feeling Damian Lillard would play. Find out, 9:30, Damian Lillard is playing.
Yep. Didn't matter.
So my concerns were valid in a sense.
Never lost.
What I discounted was Deuce Miles McBride coming off the bench with his lockdown defense and 18 points, putting the Knicks on his back and getting a huge road dub. The Knicks are for real. Sometimes as a Knicks fan, you get a little trepidatious, a little apprehensive. But no, the Knicks are legit.
Okay, so the NBA went well last night.
Oh, yeah.
NHL went well last night.
The Devils didn't fucking.
That was the one loss. That was the one loss.
Cougars were a live dog.
Dave's was at the Garden, so the Rags obviously took care of business.
They ever lost when Dave's was at the Garden?
No, they're actually undefeated.
Texas A&M CC, obviously easily covered, won and covered with the two free throws.
I wouldn't say easily
covered. Yeah, two free throws at the end, easily
won. Never a doubt. I was never worried.
They made 27 foul shots.
I was never worried, well, dude.
They were getting hacked, okay? So we were all good there, and then
Mississippi State
you
won,
and Bruce,
but Pitt advanced.
You and Bruce said
did you pick that? I swear you said a lean on that one, I thought.
I didn't say I picked it.
Wasn't an official pick, Tony.
Was it official?
I threw it officially in a parlay. Let's go!
No, I can't remember if it was official or not, because I did say, hey, we have to pick every game, but then you guys said, no, we don't. All right, well, maybe. Yeah,
I mean,
maybe I lean Pitt, but you two,
dude,
both.
Listen to this.
Hold on.
Listen to this.
The refs leaned Pitt, that's for sure.
Pitt is the only D1 team in the last 25 seasons to score 60 or fewer points. Shoot 35% or worse from two. Shoot 60% or worse from free throws. Get out rebounded by 20 or more and still win the game.
So what you're telling me is they won on their worst day. So they were definitely.
It was a bit of a scoregami situation.
Oh, and 348 in those games.
You guys both right-sided me this morning, which I know you two love. So
I didn't say that. I mean,
That I'll take that as my right side of the tournament.
Because there isn't that really in March Madness. Like, you got to just kind of take your punches. But that tip at the end going halfway freaking down the basket. I mean,
it was also great. Up by six with like a minute left.
True.
To get there.
It's Picks Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Because we got tournament tomorrow, boys. One of the greatest gambling weekends of the year. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't get a lot better than this.
Also a unit control awareness holiday.
Freaking unit control awareness holiday. Do not blow your load on Thursday. Okay.
Don't tell me about my units.
You don't want to go out and blow all your units on Thursday and then have no money left for the rest of the tournament. That's a sad puppy.
Deposit boys.
We will also do NBA, NHL, talk maybe a little free agency. Newsflash, the odds haven't changed. And then we will have at 4 p.m. Tour Junkies are coming on to talk to Valspar at Snake Pit.
Woo!
What? We got winners. Here's some numbers for the NCAA tourney all time. Dogs are 51%. So take that what we will. They are 25% straight up, dogs are. Double digit dogs are 51% as well, but only 7% straight up. So maybe keep your money line sprinkles.
I think the money line angle is the 11 seeds, right?
Plus
36.
11 seeds are 500 versus 6 seeds. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so, and, you know, they're always dogs on the money line, so therefore, a plus unit angle.
And I believe it's like 26 of the last 30 or 23 of the last 30. There has been a 12 that's beat a 5. Those are always popular as well. If you're a little bit farther down the line, 9 seeds that win in the first round, they only win 9% in the second round. So not good there. 7 seeds win 60% of the time against 10s. 1 seeds, this is good for this tournament. 1 seeds are 8-2 ATS when the spread is less than 20. I believe there are 3 1 seeds where the spread is less than 20 in this tournament. The only 1 seed that is above 20 points, I believe you guys are taking Howard on the other side.
Corpus Christi is getting 24.
Okay, that's brand new. It's new information. That's too many points. the Colonial was on an 0-9 run in the first round. Who's from the Colonial this year? That'd be Charleston against San Diego State. That'd make you happy. Oh,
not the Mountain West.
The Big South is 1-20 on a 1-26 first round run, which UNC Asheville is going against UCLA. I don't know how many people are having UNC Asheville win against UCLA. Anyways, Matt Painter's your best first round coach. That'd be Purdue's head coach. He's 11-3 ATS in round one. Fun fact there. Huggy Bear, 16-9 ATS, is the second best coach. Bill Self would be 14-8-1. He'd be the third best coach there. KenPom, guy that I reference every once in a while, he's a statistical website who ranks teams offensive.
Actuary.
Yeah, every stat you can imagine, okay? In the last 20 years, there's been no national champion that isn't top 44 in defense and top 21 in offense. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Alabama. 8 teams that match those numbers this year.
Okay? Alabama, Duke, UConn.
But can I just fucking
do it, Tony?
Always has to fucking shoehorn UConn in.
Houston, Bama.
Yep.
UCLA.
Yep.
Kansas.
Yep.
Texas.
Yep.
Creighton.
Yep.
St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
And
UConn.
UConn.
I thought Duke
things,
was in.
Things are about to change, boys. Things are
about to change. So is your champion outside of those teams?
Yes. I think my entire Final Four is outside of those, except one.
Ooh. Shoveling it in there.
Maybe two. No, two are in there.
Do you guys know your Final Fours?
Oh, yeah.
I did a rough draft. I'm going to really put pen to paper.
Fucking lock that thing in fucking Sunday night.
I got UConn beating Duke in the national championship, 68-65.
I have Bama beating UConn in the national championship.
Fair.
My other Final Four teams are Texas and FAU. That East bracket, I think, is going to be anarchy. Or should I just call it college basketball?
I just call it college basketball.
This is March.
That's the bracket. That's Purdue as a 1 seed, Marquette as a 2. Anything could happen in that bracket for me. Who is your Final Four there, Gumby?
I'm just trying to pull it up here.
No, take your time. Don't worry about it. And then we'll go through the rest of the games for tomorrow and tonight. See if we like anything ATS, and then who you have maybe money line on that one just for bracket purposes. Anyone like anything tonight before we?
Oh, yeah. Love Arizona State tonight, money line.
I am there as well.
You're both also on Arizona State?
Yep.
Also, I'm on Texas Southern money line as well.
Okay. Yeah. I went back and forth on that one, low conviction play, but I'm on the other side.
I'm not going to take Fairleigh Dickinson and Texas Southern. I don't want to do it tonight.
Oh, wow. He's kicking his feet up on night two.
But I will go fuck you to both
of you. Why can't I see my goddamn bracket, dude?
Fuck you to both of you. I'm going to go Nevada tonight.
Yes, Tony.
Fuck you. Don't want it with Bobby Hurley, dog.
I'm going to click on your bracket and see if I can see your Final Four. I probably can't. It's probably locked.
I go to my picks.
I mean, you can't remember your Final Four.
What the fuck? I just signed in and it's not there. I have UConn beating Duke. I think.
Yeah,
I
mine's scratched too.
Well, do you have Bama?
Yeah.
I do.
Or do you have Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay. Do you have Marquette?
Yeah.
Figured. You got Texas?
Yeah.
Knew it. And let's see who you have from this region. UCLA or Kansas?
Who else is in there?
Kansas.
Ooh, could be Kansas.
It's definitely not UConn.
No.
No, it's not. Who's the three?
There? What happened to my picks, dude?
It's definitely not Gonzaga. I know you don't have Gonzaga.
No. My picks are gone, dude. Back to scratch.
Oh, no. All right, so tonight I'm on Nevada. You two are on Arizona State, and you're both on – you're on Texas Southern?
Yeah, love Texas Southern.
I'm on Farley Dickinson.
Farley Dickinson.
My only reason – so they're awesome at offense – terrible defense, not a good formula for going far. But I know Texas Southern has dominated these play-in games. But I just feel like everybody comes out a little tight in these first four games.
Sure.
And I like a team that averages 77 points.
Okay. Let's roll through tomorrow's slate. First game, we'll say if we have a bet or if who we're taking for brackets, money line moving forward. We do to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. Okay, so I know earlier in the week that I was leaning Maryland. I did a little more research. I mean, they've lost three of the last four. West Virginia hasn't been super, super great all year. But their top five scorers are all five seniors.
Yep.
And Huggy Bear does like to ratchet up that fucking intensity come tournament time.
Yeah.
So, am I betting it?
Yeah. I think you are.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the Mountaineers to cover ATS and no. I'm just gonna go money line with the 2.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Yep.
Team Ride.
Country Road. Let's not do it again.
Okay, next one. Furman, Virginia, 5.5. I know this might be so sharp, it's fucking square. I'll take Furman ATS, and I'm going to take him to advance in the tournament.
Wow.
Now, remember, as we say all these, I'm not betting Furman Moneyline. I just have them in my brackets.
Wow. I got Virginia in a Moneyline parlay with San Diego State.
Okay. Utah State and Mizzou, it's basically a pick 'em. Utah State got hot in their tournament. Missouri can fucking fill the bucket up. I for some reason like Utah State though as the 10 to move forward.
Me as well.
I love Mizzou here.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Howard in Kansas, 22.5. Anyone touching this?
This is my first 5-star of the tournament. Howard plus 22.
Okay.
Howie.
I'm gonna take Kansas to move on. My line. Okay.
Bold strategy.
No, you're not.
245, Bama and Texas A&M CC, 23.5. No pick for me. I'll take Bama to move on, though.
I think that's a lot of points. I'd like to believe that CC could cover 23.5.
Charleston, San Diego State. This is an upset favorite for some. No bet for me, but I will. I'm not going to pick the upset in my bracket. I'll take San Diego State to move on there.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the 5.5 with San Diego State. I like them.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Give me Charleston plus the 5.5. Let's have a little fun.
Okay. Princeton and Arizona, 13.5. I got nothing.
Yeah, no thanks.
Okay. I showed Bruce earlier. Same record, same fucking everything. They can't shoot threes. They can't shoot free throws. They both score their points from two. Illinois and Arkansas. I'm not going to make a bet here, but bracket-wise, I'll take Illinois to move on. I think their defense is slightly better. I don't fucking know.
I like Arkansas money line. I feel like they get up a little bit more for fucking what's the coach's name? Musselman?
Eric Musselman.
Yeah, he likes getting the boys fired up. He's a tourney guy. Give me Arkansas money line.
Okay.
Yeah, Musselman is the swing state for me as well.
Maybe I'll switch to Arkansas.
Yeah, this is if we really wanted to honor the coin, we would flip it.
Woo! I believe the coin's retired. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Huh? Yeah, he ain't showing up anymore.
Well, these money lines are just too rich for my blood.
Oh, no.
Sounds like a Nick impersonation if I've ever heard of it. Auburn and Iowa, that's a close one, too.
I've been sitting Auburn all week, but I can't do that to my guy Ty. I'll die with Iowa.
I switch to give me the team that can score sometimes. Auburn hasn't been good of late either. I'll take Iowa moving forward. I don't know if I'm going to bet that one though.
I'm on them. Give me money line Iowa. Here we go.
I actually ended up sitting that one out.
It's probably smart. Oral Roberts is at Duke 6.5. Man, Oral Roberts has got a fucking great basketball team. I wish they were not playing Duke in the first round because I probably would have picked Oral Roberts, but I'm going to go with Duke ATS and to move on.
Yeah, I'll lay it with Duke. And then I also threw just a big favorites parlay. It's -140, Arizona, Texas, UCLA, and Duke.
Okay. You got, are you Duke Bob Rob?
Duke Moneyline is in the new edition of the $1 million parlay.
What happened to the first edition?
The first one died with Mississippi State.
That's a shame.
It's okay. We don't mourn. We don't rebuild. We just reload.
Fun fact, in this next one, Colgate in Texas, I believe Colgate is the best 3-point shooting team in the entire tournament, if I remember correctly. Let me look, see if I can find it.
And Texas hasn't covered the spread in the tournament since like Kevin Durant.
Dude, they it's been
since Kevin Durant.
It's been 84 years
since Kevin Durant, you say?
I think they're 0 for their last 5.
For some reason I can't find the fucking 3-point stats, but that's fine.
Colgate +13.5 for me.
I'm gonna stay away. But I just wanted to give out that fun fact.
I think Texas advances, but just
sure.
Colgate covers.
Boise and Northwestern went back, and Boise has not been good lately. Northwestern has. Boise, though, I think has the better team. I'm going to have Boise advancing in this one. I'm not going to bet it, though.
Yeah, I like Boise getting, what, 1.5?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, sign me up for Boise. Let's go, boys. Come on. Fucking, let's show up, Mount West, huh? Let's fucking show up, boys.
They have never won in the tournament.
No, they have not.
I probably will do it, but they did not make the parlay just for that okay. reason.
Houston's 19.5 against Northern Kentucky. I'm going to have Houston advancing.
Bold.
Smart bet. I like that.
Bold.
Smart
bet. Anyone laying the 19.5 there?
Question should be inverted.
I don't love Houston, to be honest.
Fucking do we know if Sasser's playing?
I don't love Houston like everybody else loves Houston.
Okay. Penn State like and A&M. Wish they weren't playing each other in the first round because I probably would have picked them both to win.
Yeah, Penn State's playing well.
I'm gonna give me the 2.5 with Penn State.
And I'm laying money line with A&M.
Okay.
As am I.
I like A&M too.
I know. I like both. Penn State played very fucking well in the tournament.
Yeah.
They just ran out of gas at the end, man. They gave Purdue a run at the very end. I don't know. I feel like I watched so much of the Big Ten that in like past tournaments, I like overgrade them. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I don't know what's gotten into me, but my brain is just wired. See Big Ten school. Fade. Pick the other side.
They haven't done great in tournaments as of late.
I know.
I think it's something you have to look at.
Give me A&M on the money line.
By the way, there is, I just had it up, and I did accept it there. For your $1 million bracket, did you do the parlay insurance?
I opted in, yeah.
Yeah, if you opt in, $25 back parlay insurance, if one leg doesn't.
Oh, there's another one, too.
There's a bet the bracket, no sweat. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so that the bracket parlay insurance for me is max 100.
Oh, look at you, you piece of shit.
Well, sorry. Get your weight up.
This guy. This guy. So my bets for tomorrow are Furman +5.5. Utah State money line. I'm actually taking the under 141.5 in Charleston and San Diego State. Actually, those are the only three official that I have.
Tomorrow, were we doing all day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on WVU money line, Missouri +1.5, money line parlay, Virginia, San Diego State -5.5, money line parlay, Zona, Texas, UCLA, Duke -6.5, Texas A&M money line, Arkansas money line, Boise State +1.5.
Okay.
Give me West Virginia money line, Furman plus 5.5, Utah State money line, Howard plus 22.5. That will be
Howie.
That'll be a big play. That'll be my welcome to March moment.
Okay.
Charleston plus 5.5. Arkansas on the money line. Duke on the money line. This is just reading the parlay though. I guess Duke spread. Colgate plus 13.5. Louisiana plus 11.5.
That's been Tennessee. A favorite. Did I skip that one accidentally?
Yeah. I think so. Texas A&M money line with Penn State. And that's it.
Okay.
What a day it'll be.
What a day it'll be. And Willie will do Friday's games tomorrow. We're here, baby. We are absolutely here.
We made it.
Any NIT guys? How did NIT go last night?
1-1. Villanova didn't care. Wisconsin did.
Wisconsin beat
Bradley.
Bradley, who we said was like 30-3 and lost in their championship and didn't get in.
Michigan cared too. Rutgers lost in overtime. I'm out, dude.
Okay.
I'm out.
You're out of NIT?
I'm just for tonight. It's tough enough to find a college basketball game in this fucking city, let alone an NIT stream.
Okay. Christ. What was I going to say? Let's do NBA tonight. Let's see here. I've got three tonight.
Let's go, Tony.
Begrudgingly, I'm going to take Cleveland plus 2.5 at home against the Sixers.
Hell yeah.
Obviously, there's some injuries that we're looking at in that one, so stay tuned there. Sacktown, money line against the Bulls. And I think when you lose to the Houston Rockets and you're the Boston Celtics, I think you bounce back. I will take the Celtics minus 5 at Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with you on Cavs plus 2.5. Celtics minus 5, Kings money line. Throw in the fucking Lakers money line again. Why not?
Okay.
Apologies. I do have a play in the NIT.
Oh, yes.
Sam Houston State's getting 4.5 against Santa Clara. I know it's in Santa Clara, but I feel like that's too many points, and Sam Houston feels like they'll care.
Okay. Backroom boys, what do you got NBA tonight?
Let's go, Tony. I have almost an identical slip to yours. I got Cleveland plus the 2.5. I'm hoping Donovan Mitchell plays now that I'm saying that. I have Sacramento money line in Chicago. And then I'm throwing the Lakers money line going into Houston. They played really well last night.
They did.
I don't That's know the only if reason that'll why I'm ever not. Come back, but we'll see.
Brucey Bruce?
Some player props.
Classic Brucey player props.
These player are hot. Props. Haven't lost this week. I like...
Never lost!
Zach LaVine, over 28.5. The Kings, not so hot on the defensive end, and he is averaging 30 points over his last 10 games. Like that one a lot. And then Mitt, your boy, D'Angelo Russell, give me him 25+. That's minus 105. Two-leg parlay there, plus 275. If you want to put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay. Would that be a hot pipe or a...
Well, you know, a nice pipe is probably best on a... cold, wintry day. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
And baby Nikki Skates.
Wide.
How you doing?
All right.
How did we do last night?
2-2.
Yeah, Devils lost.
The smart move was staying away from Texas hockey.
We were on the Knights, though, right?
We were on the Knights.
Nashville.
You were on the
Coilers.
Coilers bailed me out.
The Kings.
You had the Kings as well. You had a good night.
Yeah, a decent little. My loss was the Devils.
Yeah, yeah, they got us good.
Not as big of a slate tonight.
No, just a couple games.
Did you know, and did the man know behind you know that Dave was going to be in the building?
How could we?
I had no idea. No,
it's an automatic win.
How could
I also didn't realize that that night was the Big City Greens Classic, the animated.
That was sweet.
Version on Disney Channel.
In I watched Plus, a lot of that. Plus.
It was pretty sick.
I watched.
It was pretty sick.
The Kane goal looked even cooler.
The ref was a chicken. I like that.
It was Goalies were sweet.
Yeah. Weeksy killed it.
Should have made the
right. Yeah, exactly. That's how Mitch be watching hockey.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How did I miss
this? Mitch heard the ref was a chicken. He went,
ha, ha, ha. That's awesome. Should have made him a pigeon.
Hockey chickens are sweet and funny. Especially when they're on ice on skates. Fuck. Four games tonight, not as many.
Yeah.
How many are you rolling with tonight?
I got three picks for tonight. First one, in that game last night, in the Big City Greens Classic, the Washington Capitals.
They stink.
Were defeated. Yeah, they haven't had a great year. They've lost three of their past four. They will play host to the Buffalo Sabres.
Okay.
Who had...
The Sabres.
They were on a four-game skid, but they beat Toronto. Was that Monday?
Yeah.
For a nice win. So this leaves me in a tough spot where it's not up for me to decide.
Oh, no. He fucking hurt you, motherfuckers.
What are you asking? You shall receive.
I didn't hear a thing. This
was all we were saying. All rise for the audible call.
It appears as if there was some talk behind the coin's back.
Well,
I was saying we should bust it out for a March Madness game because it's so.
Bruce.
Not anarchy.
I was saying.
Here we go.
Be the last to try and take the coin.
The coin hasn't showed up for work since before the Super Bowl.
You've seen the odds.
Which game are we talking about?
Buffalo.
The coin will decide between the Sabres and the Capitals.
Sabres will be heads, Caps will be tails, and the flip. That's tails.
The coin is decided. The Washington Capitals.
Craps.
Yeah, we really.
-118. I don't like the coin right now. How you doing, boys? Pack, thanks for coming to the studio.
Yeah, thank you, Pack.
Yeah. You got better on the Caps, though. Of Washington.
Pack. Pack, are you a big hockey guy? You a big hockey guy?
No. What?
Who's your hockey team?
Columbus Blue Jackets.
Tennessee.
Nashville. Big win last night.
Anybody else need to get anything off your chest?
Hey, just remember.
It's Philip Forsberg.
It's not anarchy.
Philip Forsberg.
It's college basketball.
Michigan State's winning it all. Fill it in, right?
No one cares.
Texas State's winning it all.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Is Iowa going to lose the first round again? Or?
Say sorry to everyone who bet on the board yesterday.
That was, hey, $5 favorites.
Said sorry.
That was an ass beating.
We're just hoping that the Hawks can get out of the
first round. Oh, come on. God. We need some fucking.
Gumpy and I took the Hawks strictly because we want to be on them.
I didn't.
You have to be on the Hawks in the first round. Auburn stinks. We know it. The SEC in general stinks. But there is a chance that the Hawks shoot 17% from the field like they do every year in the tournament and go to half losing 22-27 and then just cannot do it. But if the Hawks do win, and Marcus Sasser doesn't play in the second round.
Watch out.
Watch out, because the Hawks may be fucking dancing all the way to the final four. I do like the Hawks versus Drake. Fucking battle for the heart of Iowa in the Sweet 16.
Hey, Vegas.
Though. Drake.
Golden Knights, they're playing well.
Knights are hot.
Bar for bar.
I mean, I said once we got fucking Johnny Quick, all bets are off.
I don't know if Quick's lost yet.
And Stoner's back, right?
Stoner may never play again. Unfortunately.
Hey, good luck to you.
Good luck to all of you.
All right, let's do the rest of the NHL tonight. I'm on the my one pick of the night is the fucking Wild, obviously, in St. Louis.
I'm also on the Wild.
Hell yeah!
Flower, let's go. Flower versus Binner.
Yeah, you got anything? Lounge and Leafs?
I'm going to take the Leafs at home against the Lounge. Lancher without Helm, Landeskog. Who else? Eric Johnson's out. They got another D-man, McDermott out. Paul Francouz hurt, and Arturi Lehkonen's going to miss like 8 weeks with a broken finger or something. So,
Jesus.
Give me the Leafs.
Okay.
I got nothing on the Islanders and Ducks.
Thank you, my friend.
But what I do have for you
is
the legend, Bruce Boudreau, tonight on That's Hockey Talk, 8 p.m. Eastern. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk.
Barbecue's back.
We will talk to Barbecue Bruce.
Hold on. I can only watch. Hold on. Does your co-host...
Rapper?
Does he still look the same as he did?
I think I'm going to make him wear a fake beard.
Yeah, thank you.
Smart. I think I'm going to have him glue.
Thank you.
Smart. If, yeah. I don't care if it's his pubes.
I can't watch
glues his pubes to his face.
Or those like wigs that judges still wear in Great Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't I talk like this?
I can't watch if he still looks like a giant penis.
Order in the court. I agree. It's going to be tough.
Love you, Rupper.
Yeah, I love you, Rupper.
That's Hockey Talk tonight, 8 o'clock. Also, midnight, Linda Cohn, Barry Melrose, AQ comes on at 1.
Yep. Midnight shift.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Will you please call the Tour Junkies, please? Please. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
You like anybody in the Valspar this weekend? Just walked out. Oh, here you go.
Oh, how about them Pit Panthers? Fucking... Federico.
Ha!
Marks.
Stop. Okay, Texas hockey.
Fucking Marks.
Welcome back to the program.
Where did we go?
What?
Where did they go? Why are they back?
Well, they were here last week, and then we had some shows, and now they're back. Welcome back to the program, friends of the program. I don't know if it's one Tour Junkie or two Tour Junkies this week. I know that one of the Tour Junkies is definitely joining us at Tour_Junkies on Twitter, YouTube, Tour Junkies, giving out great information. I saw this man in a PGA, Keep going.
The connection looks a little shaky. Hang up and call back.
Saw this man in a PGA social media post last week. Budding star of the PGA media world. Players was last week. Arnie Palmer Invitational was the week before that. Now we have the Valspar, the Snake Pit. It's going to be a great tournament. I don't know if Stuart Sink is playing or not. Let's ask the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. David Barnett. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Marathon crew? How are you
doing? Doing pretty good. Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, good. You were cutting out there for a second, but I think you're good now. You look great.
Okay.
Who's on your shirt?
Oh, you blew. Michael Bolton, baby. Time, Love, and Tenderness tour.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm surprised Gumpy doesn't have that fucking shirt.
I should have that chart.
How was the players? How was down there? How'd everything go? I talked to you earlier today. You were pretty pumped that Mr. Morikawa did tail off after Thursday.
Yeah, I was very excited about that. I was very excited that Morikawa, just flamed out. I burned some dollars last week for sure. The Hideki paid off though, right? Hideki snuck up there, top five.
Hideki,
am I lagging on you, boy?
You're lagging a little bit. Should we try one more time calling back?
I'll do something different here.
Okay, we'll call you back in a second. Let me ask you two a question. Is that computer hardwired in or is it on the
it's on Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi?
Is there a potential hardwire?
I was just looking for that.
There is not the port.
Okay, good to know. Don't even. We'll talk to Zito about it next time. Call him back, see what happens. Good news is, even though he doesn't look incredible, we can still hear his voice.
Looks really good for like a while.
For a while. So how long do you think we were talking to him? A while or just like a little
45
bit?
45 seconds.
Oh, God. Technology, I tell you.
You sound good now. How does he look?
Good.
Bring him up.
We good?
Oh, you look incredible.
Oh, there we go.
What happened?
I don't know, man. Technology's fucking sucks.
It's a sweet setup you have.
Where were you in the fucking darkness before? What happened?
Yeah, you look incredible now.
Dude, I don't fucking know. I don't know. This is where I do all my shows. I don't know why I look bad. I don't know. Technology.
Well, you look great. You look great now. Put a bow on the players for us.
Well, you know what? I mean, we've had 10 tournaments in 2023. Five of them have been won by Rahm or Scheffler at shorter than 10-1, and I'm fucking sick of it. but Scheffler's a dude, man. I think he's a killer. I think Rory is soft and probably will never win another major.
Oh, no.
You know, the players produced what we thought it would. It was carnage, right? We had Chad Rainey coming out of nowhere. But,
Hoagie, course record. Hoagie took the course record away from our guy at CBS. The fuck's his name?
Coldsey.
Which I saw him playing golf. He was pissed when he found out about it.
What about Haddon hitting a fucking 20 knots awesome. On the back nine to finish it off?
I love Tyrrell Haddon. I'm a huge fan of Tyrrell Haddon. I want him when he's pissed. I want him when he's happy. Either way, he's electric. Big fan of him. And, yeah, just really, really glad that Morikawa didn't win. That's all. He totally flamed out after one day.
Yeah, because I can tell you what, a couple boys on this program were saying, I heard Morikawa stunk.
Fucking losing.
No. I was lashing out.
Brucey was chirping. We know.
No, I wasn't chirping. I lost my cool for a moment. But you guys killed it on the matchup. So shout out to you guys, and I appreciate you jumping on.
The matchups were well. We talked about some guys that were fading that week, and
Sam Burns didn't play well.
No, that's for sure. But I can tell you where he does play well.
Valspar.
He is the back-to-back winner
King of the Snake Pit.
At the Valspar. Why don't you tell us, maybe just set the scene for the Valspar.
It's another typical Florida golf course, right? This is the fourth and final leg of the Florida Swing. It's another course with a lot of trouble. You got water everywhere, bunkers, tight fairways, small, really firm greens. It typically produces those who are really striping their irons well, which we talk about a lot, obviously. But I will say, one of the differences is, like, off the tee here, it's really hard to overpower this place. So even the bombers will hit a lot of different shot clubs off the tee. So your boy Stewie Sink, he's not going to hit driver on every hole, Gump. He's gonna hit a few three woods, maybe a hybrid or something. He's going to... Maybe. Actually, this is a good tournament for a live dog, especially with the wind, fellas. We got to pay attention to the wind.
Is it always windy? It's going to be blowing. In Florida?
It is, but I will say, of all the Florida events we've had so far, Valspar is shaping up to possibly be the windiest.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, wind gusts, like, maintaining in the low to high 20s all day on those 3 days. So, like, tomorrow, these boys are going to have to go out and score and get it, because then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's just going to be hold on to your dicks and go from there. Because I saw one Vegas over-under total on the winning score at -8.5 over-under, which would be very, very low. Sam Burns has won the last 2 years at 17 under. So I think scoring is going to be tough.
I did see the year before Sam Burns won, it wasn't as high of a scoring. Maybe when was that year? I don't know. But obviously.
Correct. Yeah. Paul Casey.
Yeah. He's up there. Sam Burns is 1600. JT's your favorite at 1000. Jordan's up there at 1200. Tommy Fleetwood's up there at 1600. Justin Rose, 1700. Those are kind of the favorites that kind of match the trends and models and course history. Bruce, you got something to say?
Am I wrong for thinking, just off of like recent form, I know he did miss the cut at, I think, the Genesis, that Spieth is kind of more primed to go than JT and maybe should be the favorite here?
I agree with you, kind of, to be honest.
Yeah, I think
he's playing a little bit better close. Than JT, right?
He's playing better. Let's remember, though, old Luckbox Golden Boy Spieth would have been packing it on the weekend had he not hit that dude's kneecap on Friday or whatever. I mean, that ball was dead in the water, gone. He's missing the cut. He's done. And it hit the dude's kneecap and comes back over.
That's golf, baby. I will say, that's Jordan Spieth.
It is golf.
When he last won, he like hit off the stands and it like basically went onto the green for him too.
That's Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, my scores would be a heck of a lot better if there were, kneecaps and infrastructure all down the fairways. But I do think, from a creative standpoint, like, a lot of players talk about Valspar or Copperhead being that one of these places where, like, you have to work your ball a couple different ways, hit some left to right, some right to left, some high low, some, different shots. And that obviously works better for Jordan. And when the weather gets bad, I think that also works better for Jordan. So I could get there with you, Brucey Braun.
Of the favorites, do you have a favorite of the favorites up there?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, early in the week, I really I was leaning heavily on Fleetwood and Rose. Their prices have both shortened to somewhat of an uncomfortable level at this point. I mean, I probably trust Justin Rose to actually close the door and finish one more so than I do Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, when is Tommy going to win on the PGA Tour? I don't know, but
good question.
Tommy's checking a lot of boxes. Like, both of those boys are striping it right now. Tommy played well here last year in his first time out. He's hitting it really, really good, and you need the flushers this week. So up top, I was into those boys, but they were both, I mean, they opened at like 25 and 30 to 1.
Yeah, that would have been much better than the 16 and 17, because
yeah,
I like Justin Rose a little bit more than Tommy. Sam Burns, I mean, he's not going to win three in a row, right? He doesn't have
the form.
I mean,
he doesn't have the form is what I was going to say, too.
He doesn't. Yeah, you're right. I mean, his irons coming, if you look at his iron play coming in the last 2 years versus now, it's night and day. I mean, I listened to his press conference today, and in his presser, somebody asked him, they were basically saying, like, tell us your game's like a little shaky. And a lot of guys in that situation will say something, if they're confident, they'll say something like, oh, you know, I mean, yeah, there's just been a couple things going, but we got it worked out. Like, I figured something out. I've worked with my coach, and we're all good. I'm feeling good about the week. He didn't really say that. He kind of said, like, yeah, I've been a little inconsistent, and you know, I'm trusting it'll come. You know, it'll come. I'm not going to force anything. It didn't sound super confident, so I am concerned about Sam Burns.
All right, so I got four guys who are a little bit more down the list, who I think are in decent form and who I think maybe could play well this weekend. I got Justin Suh, Nate Lashley, Ben Martin, and Brandon Wu. Any of those guys on the list?
Nate Lashley, jeez.
Okay, so he's off the list. He's off the list.
Nate Lashley's usually always off my list.
All right,
I'm not a Nate Lashley all nasty
right.
Nate guy.
All right, he's off
I'm
the list.
I'm definitely in on Justin. Justin Suh for sure. He's playing hot right now.
Okay, how about Ben Martin and Brandon?
Which Wu did you say? Which Wu?
Brandon.
Oh, you said Ben Martin too, huh? That's sneaky for you, Tone. I like Ben Martin a good bit. I like Brandon Wu as well. So Brandon Wu was one of the last guys off my like final outright card.
Okay. But
I definitely tried to work him in there. Justin Suh is on there, and Ben Martin was also one of the last ones out.
So I've been diving deep this week. Go ahead, Bruce Hoopers.
You know what we haven't talked about? There might be a little wave advantage here too. I mean, we were talking about the wind a little bit. We can see a wave advantage.
Little AM, PM?
I think it's going to be a PM, AM.
Ooh!
If you look, I think tomorrow, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, tomorrow the wind, really, the gusts kind of died down starting around that 11, 12 hour.
Okay.
And it's going to be a little more gusty. Up until then, I mean, the guys that tee off in the morning, also, it's going to be cold. It's going to be like 52 degrees. So
a little slower.
Those boys are going to be cold, blowing 25. Yeah. And then Friday's pretty much consistently hold on to yourselves the whole day. So I think maybe a PM-AM situation.
Okay,
good gotcha.
To know. Great to know.
Yeah, so Sam Burns obviously beat his buddy Davis Riley in a playoff last time at the Valspar. Any thoughts, Davis Riley here, 31-1? I'm gonna play him just because I love a good golf story. I kind of always try to use context clues like that. So I like Davis Riley, but curious your thoughts.
No, I love Davis Riley in general, except he went to Alabama. But other than that, he's a great guy. We talked to him last week at the Players. They had a rookie first time at the Players meet the media thing, and so we got to talk to Riley. He's just changed his caddy about 3 weeks ago, and I think that's been a good thing. If you notice, the form has started to improve. He's with Ryan Palmer's old caddy, who's a very veteran guy on the bag. That's good for him. He's got the sweetest, I mean, his golf swing may be as technically perfect as anyone on the PGA Tour. It's amazing that anything really goes wrong with the guy. But the incoming form, the good vibes from last week, from last year at this place, I think are interesting. I mean, we could be looking. I mean, he was tied for the lead, right? He lost us in a playoff. Sam Burns dropped a 30-foot bomb, or otherwise we'd be talking about Davis Riley defending champ. So I like D. Riley. I hope he does well. He's a nice guy too, really nice guy.
Hell yeah. Now, you know, I'm sure it's probably a a lock that he'll be looking like he's fly fishing with waders on in the water here. But I'm giving Akshay Bhatia the old Will Zalatoris treatment, where I'm just going to bet on this guy every single time until he wins on the tour.
Akshay also came on Pat's show and was a great guy.
Yeah, I just love him.
Did he?
Yeah, when he won when the whole girlfriend on the bag thing happened.
Yeah,
last,
yeah.
When he, oh my god, or whatever. Dude, is she caked up or what? Oh, dang. I don't know. I don't know how you play with her. He has got to.
So you're saying you got money on Akshay or not?
Get rid of her. No, no, no.
She's still on the bag.
I thought she was off the bag.
No, she's on the bag.
Wow.
If she's on the bag, that can't be a good thing for a young 21-year-old Akshay. I can't imagine. Cannot imagine that being my caddy. I would definitely want her walking every hole with me on the ropes, and I would want a security guard near her. But I don't know that I love that. I'd tell you what, there's a few guys. It's very complicated, so we won't bore your viewers here. But you know, the PGA Tour has this special temporary membership situation going on where these guys can earn membership, which Akshay has just done. So you know, he can kind of check that box, which is good for him, and he's a talented player. But there's four other guys in the field that are all trying to do the same thing, and some of them are running out of starts to do that. So if you want to take a flyer on a guy like that who maybe is a little more motivated, Ryan Gerard only has I think this week and one more event. Cole Hammer has this week and two more. And Pearson Cootie, he's going to get it, but
also great.
I think Gerard is an interesting play if you want to look at maybe a bomb top 20 or even an outright. I mean, the kid's super talented.
All right, we haven't really given you a chance just to go ahead and say who you like this week, so I'm just going to give you this chance now before we get out of here on who you like this week.
Okay, so guys that made the card, Tommy Fleetwood. Like I said, I like Justin Rose, but the numbers just got short. Agree with you on Justin. So I like me some Wyndham Clark, a little windy seat at 40-1 on FanDuel right now. The dude is kicking ass, taking names right now. I think he could actually close the door on one. Maybe actually, I think he's short and shit.
31.
I'm going to keep riding Ben Griffin till he bucks us. Saw him play a full round up close and personal at the Players last week. This guy is really, really, really good. I think he's ready to win on the tour. And then I'm just a sucker for a couple of long shots here. Robbie Shelton, he led us down. I know I talked him up for
he had a good first round. He had a good first down, round last week.
Yeah, I'm he's 80-1. And then call me crazy with Luke List at 80-1, but
old blast for
Luke List is probably he's probably the best ball striker in this field, and I'm including Justin Thomas, like probably the best right now. The dude putts as bad as anyone in Pat McAfee Studios Thunderdome. Okay, he's horrible. Yeah. So, but on a course, you know, where eight under might win the damn thing. He doesn't have to make everything. So I'm a little intrigued by Luke at 80-1. And then finally, I'll give you one more bomb. Kramer Hickok at 130-1. He's got a new guy, a new coach. He's got a stats guy that's helping him kind of manage his way around golf courses a little differently. And then the form is starting to show. Kramer Hickok, if you remember, lost in a playoff to Harris English. I think it was 2 years ago. And it was like a 7 or 8 hole playoff where you're talking about a PGA Tour winner. So he's kind of a nerdy dude, but he's like 100-1. Okay. So.
Hey, appreciate that. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
By the way, Tony, I'm sorry to see you get bounced with your bracket and your dementia thing. And the damn impressions bracket had me like needing to pull over.
That was a good bracket.
Fantastic
work. I appreciate that. I appreciate those kind words. Can't catch the pod right now. It's out right now. There's a great bracket. Where are we at next week?
Yeah.
Do we know? Do we remember?
We're match play. The last year of the WGC match play. Not having it anymore.
That is my favorite event outside of, you know, the obvious ones. I love the match play event.
All right. The
WGC. There we go. All right, Brucey Braun.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, then, man. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
See ya.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Dawgs.
Okay. Did you get some good information there?
Hell yeah. That was awesome.
I do.
Stewart Stank.
Stewie's got a chance. All right,
good
shot. I do like, if I'll take two of the higher guys. I'll take Spieth and Rose. And then Justin Suh. I'm going to skip out on Nate Lashley, apparently. And then Ben Martin and Brandon. Woo.
Woo. Woo.
Yep. I'm hammering Jordan Spieth, that's going to be a sizable wager. Davis Riley, a solid bet. And then just a little flyer on my boy Akshay Bhatia. I know he doesn't need to get his temporary exemption, but he's a dog.
Okay, good to know. Footy?
Yeah, Europa League. I like Union Berlin moneyline and Leverkusen moneyline.
Okay. I think we're good.
Leverkusen.
Huh? I think we're good, huh? We're good?
We're better than good.
Yeah, we are better than good. The action starts tomorrow. We'll be live as it's all going on, so I'm sure that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure won't be sweating anything then.
Bust out that projector.
Good call. Good fucking call.
Smart.
Tomorrow we'll pick all of Friday's games, and we'll revisit Thursday night games. We'll also do the NBA, NHL, and everything else like that we normally do.
Hell yeah.
And no odds change. Aaron Rodgers potentially going to the Jets. No odds change.
It was baked in.
It was already cooked in. 1,500 to win the Super Bowl.
Half-baked Ben and Jerry's.
What are your odds on the trade right now?
What do you mean? Like happening?
No, like do you think like the Packers are just going to stand their ground?
I don't know.
I honestly don't have the slightest of cues.
Like I know two firsts is not possible, but do you think they get a one?
1-1 maybe.
What if they get a conditional one the year after if they make the playoffs or Super Bowl or
if he plays two seasons maybe?
Yeah.
What if they're just like, hey, we need Sauce Gardner.
I don't know.
We need Elijah Moore.
They would give up Elijah Moore, wouldn't they?
Elijah, they definitely would if everyone else, like if you have Garrett Wilson, Lazard, if Cobby comes, if
OBJ. Where's Corey Davis?
If OBJ comes. That he was supposed to be a cap casualty, and he hasn't been cut yet.
Huh.
What? Corey Davis or Elijah Moore, I assume, are not going to be on the team.
Huh.
Yeah, so one of those guys, and then probably a defensive guy, and then some picks.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll happen. It'll happen sooner or later.
Free Raj.
All right. Should make that shirt. But I don't know who. Jets fans would buy. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.